so we're up to the last Mishnah. We took obviously a little hiatus for Hanukkah. So the last Mishnah in the sixth parak talks about when do you have to bench. So you say, oh, what do you mean when you have to bench and you eat bread? That's because we know what the Chachamim say, but it wasn't so obvious in the times of the Mishnah. So we know that the Torah gives a great amount of significance to the seven special species of the land of Israel, where it talks about the figs and the dates and the pomegranates and the grapes and the wheat and the barley, etc. So the Mishnah says, "Achol te'enan anavim v'rimonim mivarech acharein shalosh brachos divrei Rav Gamliel." So Gamliel says, you know, you have to bench if you eat not just a kezias, a regular amount of bread, but if you would eat that same amount of te'enim, of figs, of grapes, or of pomegranates, or any of the seven species. Bracha achas mein shalosh. That's what you would say in Al HaMichya. And we know the basic format of Al HaMichya is for grains, and mizonos, it's Al HaMichya. For shivas haminim, it's Al HaPeros. It's for wine, it's Al HaGefen, v'al pri HaGefen. It's actually interesting because the nusach changes slightly versus Israel versus the diaspora. Anybody know the change? When you're in Israel, you would say Al HaAretz v'al Peroseha, as opposed to in the diaspora. So that's actually a very very nice change that you make in Israel to reflect the fact that you're actually in Israel and eating from the species of Israel. So Al Haaretz v'al Peroseha, etc. So the Chachamim say Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. They don't think that you bench only what we call benching when you say the full three brachos. The assumption here in this mission is that the three brachos Hazanis Hakol and Al Haaretz v'al Mazona v'nei Yerushalayim, those are really the Torah portion. Hatov Ametiv, that was the Chachmei Mishnah. And that was one of the things that happened on the 15th of Av, probably made it a very happy day, when those who were massacred in Beitar were finally buried. Hatov, but the bodies did not somehow decompose. And then also Vametiv, that they were able to be buried. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, this is a really fascinating shita. So even if a person would eat, just like a cooked vegetable, Rabbi Kiva says, so we're not talking about the seven species, we're certainly not talking about, bread or grains. So he says, if you made your meal out of, dried figs or whatever, or I shouldn't say figs because that's one of the seven species, but a dried cucumber or whatever it is, or a cooked cucumber, so that was your meal, all the Torah says. A cucumber comes from the ground. So if that's your meal, that's your meal. That's what you should have to bench. So Rabbi Akiva has a view that obviously seems very strange to us, but there's a certain logic to it, right? That the idea is you have to bench. You have to bench. So we think about benching as bread, because again, the pasuk that the Chachamim are focused on is Eretz Asher Lo Vim Iskenus Tochal Balechem, Lo Sech Sar Kolba, that the lechem is given pride of place, the actual bread itself. But, there were different ways of looking at it. So far we've seen three different views as to when you have to bench. So Gamliel says the Shivas Haminim. Those are special. The Chachamim say bread. That's obviously the view that we follow. And Rabbi Kiva says, whatever your meal was, So if you ate cucumbers and that was your meal, and you were kaveisud on your cucumbers, some people like cucumbers. Some people like salad. Not the seven species. You'd have to bench for that. So that's not what we follow. And again, the way that we handle this in a practical sense is that we bench, obviously, on bread. Anytime the Shivas Haminim are involved, we say Al HaMichya, what we call colloquially Al HaMichya, but Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, so that's Al Haaretz V'Al Peros Seha, in the land of Israel, Haaretz V'Al Peros. And again, there's wine involved, Al HaGefen V'Al Pri HaGefen. For everything else, there's Borei Nefashos. Borei Nefashos will come up right now. So Hashosa Mayim Litzma'o, if somebody drinks water because they're thirsty, Omer Sha'akol Nievid Varo. And the reason that has to be stated, and like obviously the Bracha is Shahakol, is because of what follows next. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Borei Nefashos Rabos. So Rabbi Tarfon says it doesn't even get a Shahakol because water is something which doesn't really have any calories to it, so he didn't feel that it was really sustaining. So it didn't get a typical Bracha Rishona. You would just say the Borei Nefashos Rabos. Now again, the Borei Nefashos actually is what we say as a Bracha Achrona for everything when we don't bench and we don't say in Al HaMichya or Al HaGefen or Al HaPeros. So we say Borei Nefashos. So what exactly, it's one of the hardest brachos to translate. Rechata Hashem Ken Rechalam Borei Nefashos Rabos. Create many, Nefashot, Nefesh is a species. A creature, Borei Nefashos Rabos, V'ches Ronan, Al Kol Ma'asheh Baras Alech Yops, Bem Nefesh Lachai, Baruch Hei Holamim. So it follows what we normally call a Bracha Ruka, where there's a Bracha, Baruch at the beginning and a Baruch at the end. So what does it even mean? It's like one of the hardest Brachos to translate. So the Bartanura explains that it's actually a reference to two different ideas. And because there are two different ideas in there, that's why you have to have a baruch at the beginning and a baruch at the end. That we're really thanking God is v'chesronan, certain things that, from the language of chisaron, that if we were missing them, we'd really be in a terrible situation. So example, let's say there was no water. So if God created the water, right? So that's important. You know, al kol ma'asha barasa means things that aren't necessities, but things that enhance, you know, our existence. So anybody here like apples? I don't know. I like Granny Smith apples, okay? So that's al kol ma'asha barasa. If there were no Granny Smith apples, it's hard to say the world would be completely different, at least not in my opinion, but, you know, it would be... Yeah, you'd be missing something. Like there's a famous Yerushalmi Kiddushin that says, you know, when we finally, all of us after 120 years, when we get up to the celestial court, you know, God's going to hold us to judgment for all the things that we didn't benefit from this world. So that's al kol ma'asha barasa l'chayos bam nefesh kol chai. Now you notice that one very important thing, because this comes up in the context of medical halacha all the time. So it says, hashosa mayim litzma'o. If you're thirsty, if you want to actually drink the water, you say shahakol. But let's say you're just drinking the water, not because you're thirsty, but to get down medicine. No bracha. Let's say you're drinking water because there's something that's stuck in your throat. No bracha. So it's actually very fascinating, because this takes us back to what we discussed throughout this entire chapter of the difference between the subjective and the objective. Is it the same H2O? Yeah, you bet. It's the same H2O. And yet it's a different bracha because of your subjective situation. So if you're thirsty, you make the bracha. If you got something in your throat, you're trying to clear your throat, no bracha. You're trying. Some people cannot take medicine without water. They cannot swallow pills without water. They simply cannot do it. They have to have some liquid. I don't have to. I could swallow 10 pills without water. It's not a problem.
Doesn't mean you should.
No, I wouldn't. But this is a common phenomenon. This is the common phenomenon. Just by a show of hands, how many people here know what I'm talking about? How many people here cannot swallow a pill without water?
Very difficult.
Very common phenomenon. No problem.
Because of what I know, I wouldn't try.
What's that?
Because of what I know, I wouldn't try to.
No, I just mean like an Advil. Yeah, some people can't even take an Advil. They need water. So it comes up all the time. So again, it's the same H2O, that same bottle of water. Under any other situation, you make a bracha. So that's, again, we see in a million different ways. So just to reiterate, that's the same machlokas that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah. Because again, the Chachamim are coming and saying, no, it's objective. Only bread. That's the only thing that's going to require benching. And Rabbi Kiva says, I don't understand why you're so focused on bread. This guy wants to make his meal out of cucumbers. Why shouldn't he bench? What does the Torah say? V'achalta v'savati, you should eat, you'll be satiated. V'erachta s'shem elkecha al ha'aretz ha'tov asher naslach. Thank God for the land. Cucumbers come from the land.
But that's the whole concept. That's yeah. Savati. You're satiated. If you're not getting enough from it.
But again, this guy, right? That definitely accounts for why you wouldn't make the bracha on the shakel, you know, on the water that you're drinking to, you know, for the pills. But let's again say, this guy makes his meal out of cucumbers. This is what he wants to eat. Nobody's forcing him. He could go to the bread aisle. It's the next aisle down there. He wants to stay with his cucumbers. Rabbi Kiva says, how is that not consistent with the pasuk? You know, you eat, you're satiated, and you should, you know, thank God for the wonderful land that He gave you. Last time I checked, cucumbers, you know, grow from the ground. Right, so in Rabbi Akiva's world, he would actually bench. So in our world, he only gets the Bari Nefashos. Yeah, which is, you know, purely rabbinic. Yeah, Isaac.
What about if you cannot have bread for whatever reason? There is no bread.
Right.
And you love to have bread, but there's no bread.
Right. You can't bench. I mean, in practical halachic terms, Rabbi Akiva would say, yeah, so you bench. Bench on what you have. But there are, this is actually like a major area right now of people, you know, who are unable to have breads. They have all kinds of, you know, allergies or celiac and, you know, things like that. So, you know, you can't have regular breads for sure. So this is a very common phenomenon.